Have you noticed the cross up here?
Yeah. All right.
It kind of matches the crosses on the pulpit. And, you know, as I was building that, I was thinking about how that we'd ought to be at the foot of the cross all the time. And I thought of this one song. It says, "Beneath the Cross of Jesus." And I'd like to read that to you. Maybe before I do, there's a word in here, "fain." I didn't know what that word meant. So I looked it up, and it says, "happily, with gladness, and eagerness." The song says, "beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand, the shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within a wilderness, a rest upon the way, from the burning of the noonday heat to the burden of the day. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eyes at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me." It's touching.
Amen.
To think that somebody would die for me. And Jesus did that on the cross. You know, our cross here is, it's shiny and looks good. But I think on the cross that Jesus had, it was a crude old cross, heavy. A big chunk of, I think somebody said it was dogwood. And that's heavy wood. But as I think of him dying there on the cross for me, and for my smitten heart with tears, two wonders I confess, the wonders of his glorious love and mine own worthlessness. I take, O cross, thy shadow, for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face.
Yes, indeed.
Content to let the world go by, to know no gain nor loss, my sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross. Praise God for the cross.